Hello and welcome to Marooned at Magbite's headquarters. Day 49. Big one tomorrow. Big one tomorrow. But how is everybody? If only I could see you in the chat. There's a story behind this. I've implemented something amazing. If only it was working. Story of it is, it's not quite working. You know, it's agonisingly close to being absolutely perfect. And then it's not. Yeah, that. I've got three panels open in a browser, which would be fabulous if I could get the one in the panel reloading, which I've just managed to do. So, and now at least I can see everybody. So, hello, Kim. She's just coming from the worship hour. Love last night's show as usual. Oh, good. Glad you liked it. Wondering how Mike came into all his wigs. Mike's doing the Brooklands news right now, but it's a shortish news on account of the fact they've got no meetings. So he'll be with us in 10 minutes and I'll get him onto his wigs for his first question. Hello, Jonathan. Do tell, what did you implement? Well, it all started last night. When we go into the music show, I need to see so much on the screen. Not the things you'd think I'd need to see either. I've got audio hijack, but I don't actually need to see the microphone part of it. I don't need to see the Skype part of it. The only one I need to see and interact with is the actual broadcast bit, which when I demoed it in After Hours was the bit on the right hand side. It's the end of the chain. And I need that so I can mute my microphone once I've introduced a song. But the other stuff that I actually need is, while we're live on air, we've got people requesting songs all over the place. We have a WhatsApp group that Kim's in. So we get song requests in there. We get email requests. We have a form on Brooklands, so we get requests there. We have a chat on Brooklands, we get requests there. And last night we even had one from, you'll know the guy, Kim, if you saw the video, the one of Peter C dancing. The guy's in his 90s, he can barely move. He's good ladies in a back brace, and they get up and they dance with the songs, bless them. And they're not slow ones either. So he actually rang Mike's mobile with a request. So obviously we have to have a way to translate all of that into a single coherent system. We've been using Notion. It does work, not a problem at all. But Mike, you know what he's like with his spreadsheets, bless him, wanted to try it in a spreadsheet. There was a reason, and it's to do with changing the order of the playlists. So whether it's in Notion or whether it's in a spreadsheet, I need to see all of it. And that takes up an entire screen on my Mac. Then I need to see the chat on the web page. I need to see the WhatsApp chat. I need to see the controlling block from Audio Hijack. And I need to see a thing called Farago, which does our stingers. So basically, too much to see on the screen. CQ, Deb, CQ. So last night, I'm thinking I'll shrink down the chat bit. And then I thought, why don't you put it in a side panel? Genius, I thought. So I put it in a side panel and it was like, oh my word, it totally changed the workflow. So I thought, I'm going to try this with Magbites, that Marooned. So I built it all into the side panel and stuff in it, and it works, you know, it's just about right. But there's something weird going on when you try and refresh it. And I don't know why. Now, in the sidebar, this is in Vivaldi. What I've been using in there for ages and is brilliant is Roam. But there's certain key shortcuts that don't work. And again, I'm like, why is that not working? It makes no sense that that's not working. But there's a trick to it. You need to right click on the icon and say use desktop version. So I've now got two permanent tabs in the side panel, one for Magbites FM and one for Brooklands 196. But what the weirdness was, I'm right clicking on the page in the sidebar and saying reload, and the page in the main browser is reloading, which is even more interesting because right now I've got three tabs. So I've got our Notion bit that has Marooned 49 in it. Next to that where I've split the screen, I've got the BBC News story that I'm about to share with you. And then I've got this panel, and I can't seem to find a way to reload the panel, which is nonsensical to me. I'm wondering. It could be I can get away with using this house icon. I'll have to have a bit more of a look at it. But I could share that with you in after hours, how I've set it up, because now I only need one screen. And the other screens can be dedicated to all the stuff that needs to be on the other screens. So, yes, it's working if I can get it to refresh. Peter's fabulous. He really is. He's such a lovely guy. It's a shame that both of them, that they're so keen on everything Katinian. They go all over the world with it. They've been to Australia half a dozen times. And whenever there's a conference, you'll find them at the conference, and they'll be there 2 days before the conference. And then they'll do absolutely every event in the conference, where the rest of us, who are literally half their age, are like, oh, make it stop. And they are still going. So literally every week, I think they've made it to like 10 minutes before the end. And you've got other ones saying, no, I'm tired now. And it's like 10 to 9. You're like, we've been going 50 minutes. But they are amazing. They really are fabulous, fabulous. But when you see them at church, they usually sit on the front row because they're both half deaf. And they both got really bad eyesight. So they have the hymn books in front of them, but they have bought their own that are big print ones. And then they have a magnification sheet over that. I'm going to be like that well before I'm 90 at this rate. My eyes are terrible. But they are a lovely, lovely couple, and they always stick with us, and they always pick some great stuff. The other week they were picking T-Rex. Can't say fairer than that, can you? So that's my lovely workflow today, and it's so far so good with it. Jonathan, you mentioned a story the other day. It was a good story. I was thrilled. I'd mentioned it, but I said it was going to be Christmas. But they brought it forward. It's the VAT on books thing. There's a story on the BBC. I'm going to put the story in. You need to tell me, is this what you've seen? Because it's not what I've seen. All right. Kim says, Elaine, you and Mike, what you and Mike do is amazing. Oh, thank you. Forgot to add, you join in the conversation as well and look at all the communications and spin the discs. Yes, I do. One of the funny ones yesterday. I'm not even sure. Did we play it? Oh, we did. We got that really weird request, didn't we? It was a song called I Got Spurs That Jingle Jangle Jingle from 1942. And what we've started doing is people have started challenging me. And it's like, well, can you find, bet you can't find this song. And it always has to be, you know, just spot on the right song by the right artist. And that's the tricky bit. And that I Got Spurs That Jingle Jangle was not in my system. Needless to say, not many people have that. But I did find it, and I found it on YouTube. So, Kim, something else that's going on that you don't know about, well, if you know about it, I've gone wrong, that you hopefully don't know about, is I found it, but I found it on YouTube Music because I've got a premium account. I get full access to the YouTube Music. So I found it, but obviously it was a video. So I need to rip that and turn it into an audio file while another song is playing, and I'm taking requests, and I'm spinning the discs. So I did that yesterday, and the guy thought he'd beaten me. And we left it long enough that he definitely thought he'd beaten me. And then I played it. That was when it went quiet because things weren't right. So that was that one. There was another one, but that was for Kath, and she actually fell asleep. It was one called Yano Mamo, and it's the Song of the Forest. But to make it more difficult, she wanted the version by a local Catholic school, which was the original with Sting. Needless to say, not in my DJ system. But I did find it again on YouTube. So again, I had to rip that one while another song's playing. That's why Freebird's fabulous, because it's 9 minutes long. And I actually stopped Mike playing. The Meatloaf one, Midnight by the Dashboard Light, whatever it's called. Also 9 minutes. A DJ's friend, those songs are. But you heard what everyone was like last night. Not twice, not twice. So we can't Freebird. Oh, Pam's going to be distraught. It's her absolute, absolute favourite show. They're a lovely, lovely couple, Jonathan. Hello, Anthony. Someone fell asleep during
Hello,
a show.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mike's in the house. That was Jonathan. But Jonathan's going to have a nap on Friday, isn't he? So it's game on Friday.
3-3.
It's not 3-3 yet, thank you.
I'm just predicting the score.
Well, I was almost going to talk about VAT on books, but I'm going to let you take the first question, which is right at the top.
What's the first question?
Kim says she's just coming in from Worship Hour. Love last night's show.
Came into all his wigs.
All his wigs.
Last year, was it last year? Yes, it was last year.
It was last year.
Last year.
For June. June was the first time you did it. Did you quick change in the Chinese toilet?
Yeah, that was, I was trying to think of the... Yeah, last year we went to a Queen concert. Well, obviously it wasn't the real Queen.
Oh, but it was fabulous, you've got to admit.
It was fabulous. I'm sure we've talked about it before.
I'm sure they've got the punchline as to what happened.
Where there was a fight in the audience.
The thing was, that would have been fine. If it was an original Queen concert, that could have happened. If it was one of these tribute acts, could have happened. But it was the fact that it was for the local... What do they call it?
It was the Sale Festival. Yeah. Every year, although I presume they're not doing it this year, but every year they have a festival for several days in Sale, which is where we live. All sorts of different events, not just music, but lots of different things. The year before, there was an ABBA tribute band, which was great. Last year, there was a Queen tribute band. So I bought a Queen outfit, not the one with the wig, but the one with the yellow jacket. And wasn't that the one where I tried it on the day before? And
you tried it on the actual day, I think.
Yeah, and the trousers were split.
Yeah, it was missewn, and I had to fix it. I have not touched a needle and thread since 1972. No.
So I ended up, there was a group of us from the Catanians, and I ended up going to, we went for a Chinese meal beforehand, and I ended up going downstairs to the toilets to do a quick change.
Nobody knew it was coming.
Into
that was
my Freddy gear. So that was the first time. Then we went to another.
I've actually got a picture here while you're talking about that first time, Mike. Remember these from the night?
Yeah.
And one of the pictures, God, that's too small.
Yeah.
What did he do? Because I took that.
I don't know.
So he must have.
Oh, Stuart, yeah.
Yeah. I know what it was, so I'll get the picture, but I'm going to post a picture up to Droppler. But it's actually Mike in the outfit for the first time. And the couple with him, that's Peter and his wife, that Kim knows from our music night.
Oh, from last night, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, then we went last year to another Queen concert, again with the Catanians, at Gawsworth Hall, which is about 20 miles from here. And if you go to Gawsworth, I think it's gawsworthhall.com, I'll put the link in there. Yeah, I'll stick that in the chat. What they do, they've actually been doing it for 50 years.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, every year they have a whole summer of open-air theatre events. They call it theatre events. So it's music, it's plays, it's all kinds of stuff. We've been, I think, wasn't last year, was the first year, was it?
We no, it was to the year ABBA before.
The year before. But last year I bought another Freddy outfit, and it was the I Want to Break Free outfit. So the pink top with the little leather mini skirt and the wig. So that's where the first wig came from, Kim, the Freddie Mercury outfit. And then the second one, the long blonde one, that was an ABBA outfit. Actually, the wig didn't come with the ABBA outfit. I'm sure you've seen the ABBA outfit that I've worn. I'm sure we've posted that a million times.
Oh, yes.
On After Hours. But that's where I got them, Kim. Basically, fancy dress shops or fancy dress websites. And it was all in the name of fun.
What got me was, I mean... I guess you have three outfits. The one in the yellow jacket is absolutely fine. The ABBA one, fair enough, it's a girl, but you're covered up. But the I Want to Break Free one is a bit on the short side, isn't it? It's a leather miniskirt and it's got a split in that. What gets me is how absolutely horrified people are, and they won't walk up the street with Mike. And I'm like, he's the same person, he's just got different fabric on. What is wrong with you people? But that could just be me. Right, I'm going to try and get this link to this picture and see if it's working properly. Are you working properly?
God knows I want to
be. He's having to think of about it? Why is my machine always having to think about stuff, Mike?
I don't know. I'll post the link in.
The Gawsworth thing is really to raise money, isn't it, to keep the place open?
Yeah.
So they're going to be badly hit this year, I would say.
I don't know if that link will work because it could be too long.
Right, which one are you using?
Oh, it does work. A link to a Freddy outfit. That's not the actual one, but it's virtually the same.
Right, the one I put in, the Droppler link, is to Mike the very first time he dressed up as Freddy, and that is Peter and Andrea with him. They're amazing, they really are.
I had less hair in those days.
You've got lots more hair now. You won't let me cut it. I'm quite happy cutting it for you.
Right, well, we'll find some time.
We'll find some time between all our other jobs.
Exactly.
Can't say anything else about the other jobs, can I? No.
No.
Oh, I've got pictures here of you with other women.
Which other women? Oh, Pam and...
No. all the ones from President Sunday. When we were playing football at Hotel Football. Yeah. What a year that was. It was fantastic. So, yeah, that's where they came from. But we did find when we went up to Bury, which is that place near the place that have the most amazing cakes. Not the one locally where we eat, but it's called Slattery's, the one where we go up and admire the cakes, the wedding cakes, and indulge in the chocolate challenge, that one. We went up there and they've got an amazing market. It's won market of the year half a dozen times. And you found a fancy dress shop, which I didn't know was there.
Yeah, that's where I got one of the wigs.
They had a load of stuff, yeah. Didn't they? And I mean, it's the shop isn't even that big, but they had the most amazing array of stuff. It really was inside.
That's probably where you could have got nurses' uniforms for Rachel.
You probably could, actually. Mm. But for the fact, I'm guessing, well, the market's shut, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, nobody's going anywhere at the moment. Anyway, I was going to share with you, wasn't I? Let's get rid of that and that. I was going to share with you this link. I mentioned that the government were taking VAT off books, be it VAT being a tax. Don't tell him that, Jonathan. He'd be wearing it all the time.
What?
You need a red-headed wig. You could be simply red.
Yeah.
McDoodah. Don't like that fella, but never mind.
No, but you played his music last night for Kim.
I did, because it was just the perfect song. Money's too tired to mention when you're paying the bills. No. We were all supposed to be saving money, so I mentioned it. And then Jonathan said, look, they've brought it forward. So this was the story. They were taking the VAT off digital books. Now, there's three types of books. Paperback books, hardback books, physical books, no VAT. Digital books, there was VAT, but they've got rid of it. Then there's audiobooks, and you pay VAT on audiobooks, which the Royal National Institute for the Blind, not pleased about. So I'm checking out the story that Jonathan puts, that it's there and it's off and your books should be cheaper. I goes to have a look. Guess what? Books are no cheaper.
Oh.
So what Amazon have done is left them at the same price, but now instead of giving 20% of the revenue to the government, they're pocketing it. Because 99 pence books should now be cheaper, shouldn't they?
Mm.
Yes, they're not. That's Amazon for you. Thing is, they can actually get stuff to you. I was telling them while you weren't here, as Kim was saying that I was doing lots of different things last night, that I actually had two songs that I had to download as video and then rip the audio whilst I was playing and DJing at the same time.
Yeah.
I've got one keyed up for next week. That Yamamamo or whatever it was called. That's not on Amazon. Tell me about it, Jonathan. They are still the same price. Good evening, Simon. I particularly checked books that hadn't actually been released yet, because there's one that I want to read. I probably wouldn't have been desperate to read it, being honest, but for the fact of where we find ourselves. And it's a book called Lockdown. It's the book is out already, but the audio book isn't. So I'd spotted this book. It's by Peter May, so it's a thriller. And I'd seen the book and thought, oh, I want it now, but I really want the audiobook because I much prefer audiobooks. Audiobooks are far easier. Have you ever tried reading when you're on a bike? It doesn't work. I've tried reading my Kindle when I'm on my bike.
I thought you were on a proper bike. Like,
no, that would be illegal.
I'm out for a ride.
No, my static bike.
Oh, your exercise
But it just,
bike.
It wobbles too much. You can literally read like a page and you're too tired. So I prefer the audio book. But because this book isn't out as an audio book yet, I knew the price was $4.99. And that was like a week ago. Guess what? The price, $4.99. Not made a jot of difference. Not a jot of difference. We should complain, shouldn't we, Amazon? Now, while we're complaining, I haven't seen this on the news, but I did get it. I hope you can see this because it's a weird link. But we've got our first protests against lockdown. Have you seen anything, Mike?
No,
I didn't think so.
Lockdown.
No, it's in, you'll have heard of this place. It's in Glastonbury, which is down towards where Graham's from, down that way. So Jonathan says, surely it's not hard for Amazon to take the VAT off something. They do it when their tax return each year. I know that, and you know that, Jonathan. I think their thinking is, you know, if a book is $4.99, they don't want to change the price. But on a book of $4.99, 20% VAT is a pound. Not on. So that book should be $3.99. That one was really simple. So that's the one I've been using to keep my eye on. There's other books that are on sale, obviously. But again, all the for sale books, when they're on sale each day, there's about 20 of them. They're 99 pence. They were 99 pence yesterday. They were 99 pence last week. They are 99 pence today. So it's not made a jot of difference. Not to the end customer like us. Apart from the fact you're paying the same amount, you're just not giving the government 20%. To be honest, I'd rather give the government 20% to put towards the NHS than I would Amazon. So they might as well have left it where they were. I can appreciate where the government are coming from, but if they don't instruct them, you've got to put the price down, then this happens. So basically, they've just given Amazon an injection of 20% on all books. Yes, I wasn't pleased either. It comes to it, doesn't it, Jonathan, when you'd rather give the government money than Amazon? How bad is that? But at least the government, I mean, the government are going to be in a bit of a mess looking after us all with this. I would much rather give it the government. So I can see where the Chancellor's come from doing it. It's a lovely gesture. But if it doesn't ripple through, no point. Absolutely no point. You see, I keep telling you if I run the country. Anyway, this we've got our first protests against lockdown. But I'm wondering why we're not seeing it on the TV. It's in Glastonbury. And they're all arrested. And there's some lovely photos on there. Let me know if you can see that, because it's a weird link. It's basically not a story that I can actually link to. So the link I've got is to a pinned post type of thing. Is that even working at all? Let me try it. Hang on. I need just the link, don't I? You can see it. Excellent. So you can see from that we've got idiots protesting. They're clearly not in lockdown, are they? But I read one today. Now, that's actually taking me to a search engine, but I'm getting there in the end. And there's some pickies, as you can see. I mean, when it says protest, there must be all of about, what, half a dozen people? And to be honest, when you look at them, they're all 2 metres apart. As a protest, it paled into insignificance against the ones in America. But that's the best we could muster, I'm afraid. Few people getting a little bit upset because they can't get their bevy. In fact, when you look at them, there doesn't seem to be much organisation either. In fact, one looks like she's at a wedding in a gold dress in front of the Oxfam shop. But that's the extent of our protest at the moment. Well, I'm glad it came through, Kim. It's a weird address. It's got a pinned post thing in it. And I couldn't actually find a page. So it's just within a scrolling thing. And I thought, they're really trying to hide this. I went to all the BBC pages. I even went to BBC Somerset and it's not there. So I don't know why they're trying to hide it. It's not been on the news either. Totally agree with you, Jonathan. The things that are going on over there, they're terrifying. When Mike and I met, Mike had a group of friends, and some of them were, we have a phrase, don't we, Mike? Can I use that phrase?
Depends what the phrase is.
Probably not. shall we say, pea heads, and leave it at that. They liked to drink, did these friends of Mike, and I obviously didn't drink. And the first night he took me there, I thought they were aliens that had landed. They liked a good time. And I just thought, these people are strange. But and they were the type, like, well, they all just kept swapping partners, didn't they?
Yeah.
Not in an illegal kind of way. But, you know, they weren't actually, well, some of them were married, but some weren't. But the majority weren't married. But like one minute, you know, A's going out with B, and the next minute B's going out with D. And you're like, okay. And they just kept swapping round. So it didn't work for me.
It's alien for you.
Oh, yes. But there was one of them, and he didn't really want to get married. I swear he didn't, because he kept putting his money in fruit machines. And the other one, and his girlfriend was just, let's save up for the wedding. You're like, God, have a life, love. But that was just me. Anyway, they did get married. They did get divorced. But I've always thought of him as like a bit of a wide boy.
Yeah.
So if there was protests about being let out, he'd be at the front waving a placard. Anyway, he comes on Facebook and has a complete rant and saying, like, all these people that say they want to get out, what is wrong with you? And he went on and on. I'm like, whoa, that's just how I feel.
It's called growing up, I think.
Yes, well, he clearly has grown up over the last 30 years. Yeah, they must be exactly the same ones. Were they protesting lockdown and the price of goats? Jeez. Well, if you look at, zoom in to the back end of that horse on the left, and there's a girl in front of that. She seems to have a basket full of flowers and fat flowers in her hair and wearing a gold dress, like a wedding. I wouldn't think you dress like that for a protest. And like I say, it doesn't seem much of a protest, but apparently it started, and they've now cleared the marketplace. I mean, who are these morons? Another one that I saw on Facebook was a building that was on fire, and it said underneath, let me go find it. It was a good meme, that. It was a good meme. Let's up me. It'll be on me because I reposted it. It's a fire, and it says the fire's reached its peak. It's no longer growing. The acceleration curve has flattened, so everybody can go back in the building. Now it's all safe to return, but obviously the building's still on fire. So some people get it and some people don't. And I think that clearly the ones over there, not got it, sadly. They're all the people who think 5G is the cause of everything. Absolutely. So Jonathan says, idiot question today at the press conference.
Heard that question.
Do you think putting up the Nightingale hospitals was premature? I saw that one.
Yeah, I heard that one.
He asked the question and I've just rolled my eyes and thought, if we hadn't have got them and we needed them, then it would have been too late. Plus the fact, at the point they were building them, look at what was going on in Italy and how horrific it was. There were medics crying all over the place that they just couldn't cope. They actually had video, which I thought was a bit much. They hadn't blurred any faces out. Video of people dying in the corridors, and there wasn't enough equipment. So they've built them, fine. You know, all these idiots that are chomping at the bit to get out, those hospitals are just for you. I would say, let's get it under control everywhere else. And then every idiot that goes out and gets it, just shove them in one of those and shut the door. In fact, I was already, wasn't I, Mike, with my shoot to kill policy?
You were.
I was. Yeah, that solved the problem. You don't want me in charge of the country. Everything would just work and you get 20% off your books. They're just greedy. I totally agree with me. It's better to be prepared. Plus the fact, a couple of years ago, about 3 years ago, I believe, they did one of these mass countrywide tests and said, like, I don't know what notice they had, but it was like basically a Friday night, right, pandemic tomorrow morning, do what you will. And the NHS failed. Every test criteria the government had, they failed. Now it's here for real. I think they've really done amazingly well. They managed to build those hospitals. Like I said at the time, I've no idea where all the equipment has come from, but they did. And it could still go that way. There was also a thing in the paper, and I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a minute, that 70-year-olds, if they are going to be asked to, shield themselves. I mean, obviously via isolation, but the word they're using is shield themselves. For more than other people. So if they let younger people out, younger people like millennials, although I don't see Jonathan running out of the building anytime soon. It's got far too much sense. But, you know, people who do want to go out. But if they say that a certain age group can go out and another age group can't, then the people in the age group who can't will revolt. And they'll be, and I forget the word they actually used, but the gist of it was like, you know, civil unrest, that they'll rebel against it and they'll go out anyway. And I thought, I don't know about you, Mike, but I don't know many over 70-year-olds who are stupid enough to risk it.
No.
It's not age discrimination, like this idiot was saying. It's being sensible. But, hey.
Well, my mother's chomping at the bit to get out.
Well, she is, but would she? I actually think she probably would. But
I think she'd be sensible.
Yeah, I don't think she would go to, like, Old Trafford and stand in the Stretford End anytime soon. do you think they have smartphones, Jonathan? I do wonder about these people. While they've got these hospitals sat there, why don't they actually use them, make use of them, and take in as many operations that have been on the waiting list as they can? So when it calms down a bit and they've got this spare capacity, they could do the operations in the hospital, ship everybody out to a Nightingale Centre, and then get more into the hospital and do more operations. And it would solve the waiting list problem. And I also don't understand why the government is saying, oh, if you need to be seen, go to the A&E departments. Because at the minute, you know what? They're running fabulously well. They work far better with it without being overloaded with people who've got a splinter or a paper cut. And that's not a joke. Rachel said that, that they have people in on a regular basis, probably about 4 or 5 times a week, with a paper cut.
Jonathan's gran wants to get a hair done. Well, we know a story about that.
Oh, Jonathan, I have got one about that. Let me find it.
The underground hairdressers.
Where was it? Well, I put it on my Facebook. That's where it was. Hang on, let me go get it. This one was also a classic. I was incredulous. I'm reading it and I'm thinking, I'm reading this and, you know, it's English. Really? Where is it? What was the picture, Mike?
I can't remember. No, not that one.
No, it wasn't that one.
That one was good.
That one, it wasn't that one either. Nor that one. Oh, it's that one. Lockdown breakers. Oh, yes. Lockdown breakers. This is a BBC News story. Good grief. What's that link? Do you know, that's very naughty. When you do it from Facebook, they put a tracker on it. Yeah. I've got rid of it. Don't worry about it. This story here. It's all about people who are breaking lockdown. Which is fair enough, you know, some people would be. It was the reasons why, and I'm reading these stories out to Mike, and he's like, really? You know, you're making these up? No, I'm not making them up. The first one was somebody whose friend said they were coming to London, and they'd come and see them while they're seeing everybody else. So the woman thought they meant stand outside and, you know, just wave. But when they arrived, they expected to be invited in. So they brought them in and took them out onto the balcony. And meanwhile, the neighbours are giving her the evil, and I'm not surprised. Woman's husband wasn't pleased either. But it was the second one that made me laugh. It was a guy, 19 years old, a student back from university, and his mum had been going on at him for weeks to get a new haircut. And he said his hair was really frizzy and it gets irritating when it's long. Wasn't you, was it, Mike?
No.
No, but you know, Mike feels his pain.
I'm not 19.
No, but Mike feels his pain. So the lad said he hadn't got razors, clippers or anything like that. But his mum, and then I'm quoting here, mum is in touch with this underground network of hairdressers who've been working from home. What? We drove to a nearby city. We parked down the road and knocked on the door.
Sounds very illicit.
I know. I'd never met the hairdresser before. She was in her 20s. She had everything set up in the kitchen, all the proper utensils and a mirror from her bedroom. I mean, this is sounding dodgier by the minute. She said she needed the money. She'd just started her own business and couldn't be furloughed and had fallen through the cracks of the government's different support schemes. I did spot one of the neighbours when I was coming out of the house and wondered what they were thinking. I know it wasn't in accordance with the rules and most people think this isn't essential. Well, it isn't, is it? I didn't worry too much about the risk. The whole thing only took half an hour. My girlfriend was upset. She was really irritated at me for doing it and thought it was a risk for no good reason. Duh. But as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, this sounds like abortion in the 50s, doesn't it? An underground network of hairdressers. It's like two sentences, two halves of a sentence you would never put together. Underground network, hairdressers. I had no idea. Oh, are you not going to... Have you not proved yourself worthy, Kim, clipping Kiva, that your mum trusts you? Mike's mum keeps saying she's going to have to do something with her hair, but I thought it looked fine.
It did.
It did. It looked fine.
Kiva looked cute with that jar of peanut butter.
Oh, that was so adorable. Didn't you offer Lola some peanut butter and she didn't like it?
I can't remember.
I think you had some on your finger and she wasn't interested.
She likes plenty.
She's very picky.
She likes plenty.
What did she not want to take from me the other day?
One of those cheap dentists.
Oh, she didn't want... No, they're not the cheap ones. They're the expensive ones. She likes the cheap ones. what are they called?
So have you got long hair, Johnny?
Let's have a look. Purina Dental Life. She's gone right off them.
Wasn't that along the other week when we saw a photo?
Right, let's have a look.
Mind you, mine wasn't that long the other week, was it?
I've got a little video link there from Kim, so I need to see the YouTube one. Mike, your hair is fine, honestly.
My hair looks like Einstein, to quote Kim.
Well, what's wrong with being Einstein? Eh? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Jonathan looks like Afro Man.
We're going to have to take some of these pictures, you know, and keep them for posterity. My fringe looks like Dougal. But you can just brush it back, so what's the problem? Why can't I get to Kim's YouTube link? It won't load for me.
Where is it?
Further up, Mike. I just whipped it out before. Oh, he's going to YouTube in there. Right, excellent. It's a message from George Bush, so I shall watch that later. I've got it open in another tab, but I don't know why it won't open in this tab. Because there's always something there to annoy me, isn't there? Yep, won't load YouTube. Let me just try loading YouTube by itself. Let's try that. Oh, it's working in there.
A full-on Freddie Boswell.
That is genius. I remember him. I love that programme.
He was the one from Bread.
I was at university when that was on. Jonathan, what you need to do is to show her a range of pictures of Mike and then she can choose a wig. The things that people find necessities are blowing my mind.
I might wear a wig.
I might buy you
for my next video conference.
I might buy you a Kojak one. You know, like a swimming cap. Yeah. That's to keep it under control. You should do that.
For anyone who doesn't know who Freddie Boswell is, there's a link.
Oh, Freddie Boswell was a fabulous character in a comedy series from Carla Lane called Bread. All about life in Liverpool on the dole. Yeah, that's exactly the look. He'd been a naughty boy, hadn't he, with Lilo Lil. And he'd left his wife. What's she? Nellie Boswell. And the kids... Well, see, I can make this very interesting. The kid, that's Lilo Lil there. Where are the stars of Bread now with the red hair? But the kids live with their mum and wouldn't have a bar of the father at all. But the eldest kid was called Joey Boswell. And he was played by Peter Howitt, who went on to become a Hollywood director. There you go, you see.
I didn't know that.
Do you remember the film Sliding Doors? Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
He directed that. Ooh, I got a text from Nina. It's Nina's birthday today, as Kim's aware. Let's have a look. Rachel brought me a bottle of her homemade pina colada in an empty gin bottle, no less. Oh, that's fabulous. Poor Nina's had to have a lockdown birthday. I did say to her, though, that we'd have a heck of a party when it was all sorted, and it would be for our anniversary, their anniversary, her birthday, my birthday, Rachel's birthday, and I said, and possibly Mike's birthday, but if it gets on to be her Mike's birthday, we've got problems because that's November. Could well be. I will indeed, Jonathan. She sent me a picture of her homemade pina colada, which looks alarmingly nice, actually, but I don't drink. I shall tell her that looks fabulous. And all the folks in our MacBytes chat room, I'll put in brackets, doing a live show right now. Doing a, no, live show right now.
I think that was about my last haircut, Jonathan.
When was it?
Jonathan says early November.
Oh, Jonathan. Oh, dear. Well, you could have gone, couldn't you? What's wrong with it? It's not just, at the Fellaini
stage.
It's
just Afro-ish, like Jonathan.
Afro-ish?
Afro-ish.
When was yours?
It must have been November, because I was living at my mum and dad's early December.
And you've not been since?
And I wouldn't pay Hale Barnes prices.
Well, if your mother and father would have lived in such a posh area. Gee, their birthday wishes. There you go. I have sent all your birthday wishes to Nina as she's sipping a pina colada.
I do regret, Antini, not having mine cut in the days before lockdown.
I did tell you to go.
Yeah, but I was too busy.
Means idle.
I wasn't idle. There's a Turkish barber around the corner.
I, of course, was very sensible. And even though mine is long, like down the middle of my back long, I had it trimmed in February.
You did.
I did. Didn't help the fringe, though, did it?
No.
The fringe has still got 3 months' growth on it. Might take a picture of the fringe and share it with you.
Kim's going to lend us Kiva's clippers.
Ooh, the trouble I could get into with that. Well, Jonathan, apparently that guy's mum knows an underground... You know, if you're interested, an underground hairdressing collective. That's just criminal. And then they wonder, does it matter if you look like the Hair Bear Bunch? Nothing wrong with it. I used to love the Hair Bear Bunch. That's probably way before Jonathan's time. All right, I've sent that to Nina. There we go. Right, the Hair Bear Bunch. I'm going to find that. Hair Bear Bunch. Wasn't it... It was a comedy show, wasn't it?
I think so.
Mike, you've got ages to go before you're that bad. There you go. Look at that. Oh, I'd reckon okay. that's another 6 months easy.
Okay.
And I love the Hair Bear Bunch. And anyway, you can get away with a hat. Nothing wrong with that.
See, Simon knows the Hair Bear Bunch.
Oh, right, and Nina sent back a thumbs up, a big thumbs up. In the Wonderland Zoo. I'm remembering this. Oh, I loved it. Do you know who else I adored? Hong Kong Fooey. Hong Kong Fooey. He was the janitor, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. Oh, all the stuff I watched as a child. Scooby-Doo. Obviously, it had a dog in it. So obviously.
I saw that, Antony, yeah. The hairdressers, the beauty salons, the nail salons.
In terms of what? People going crazy?
You won't get an appointment for months.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I just like, you know, in relation to the situation we're in, does it really matter if your hair's a bit long?
I guess it doesn't. Things could be a lot
worse. Why don't you tell them what one of our friends did today to make a monkey out of her Facebook friends?
Yeah. Oh, yes. One of our friends, she posted a selfie of herself with green hair. Well, it wasn't totally green. There was a bit of black in it.
It was a cyan colour, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now...
With black roots.
She does have her hair different colours. So there was nothing sort of untoward about it. And then she confessed all. It was a wig.
But, you know, she said, what do you think, to her friends? And all her friends had come back with, oh, it looks lovely. And one said, it looks so, not natural, but there was a word like silky. Basically, you know, you've got lovely hair. And then she comes back with, it's a wig. Ha ha. And I'm thinking, that's not funny. You're making, you know, people are putting nice comments on a photo and then you make out that they're idiots because it's a wig. Maybe I'm just of a different breed entirely, which, you know, I could understand. I could well be. Oh, anyway, you didn't share the biggest news of the day. Something I used to eat many, many moons ago.
The biggest news of the day is I've just done just under 13,000 steps.
I haven't.
Oh.
So, nah.
So what's the biggest news of the day?
You've forgotten what the biggest news of the day is. Many moons ago, when Jonathan was probably in short trousers, there was a chocolate bar called Dream. And it was basically just white chocolate, which obviously isn't chocolate, which is good news because I don't eat chocolate. So see, I can have that then. But they took it off the market. It was a Cadbury's one and they just unceremoniously took it off the market. Well, the excellent news is it's back. Ooh, it's heckishly expensive and it's only available in one store in the UK. But it's back. Now I want to go out for it. So I'm at the point of, do you want to go out more than do you want to live? No. So I can wait for it. But apparently it's back. 13. See, this is what taking Lola out does. Oh, you would, Mike. Rachel regularly gets to 27,000 or 28,000 in a working day. Yeah.
I've done 660 reds, 83 greens and 11 blues.
Blues are our standing.
Yeah.
Greens are exercise enough, obviously. Minutes.
Haven't stood enough.
No. So Jonathan's at 12,500. Wow. No, no. I'm in double figures, so I'm happy. Oh, no, go on then. Let's have a look at the steps. There you go. 6,000. That's not bad. Considering, well, where can I move to? I guess I could run around the garden, couldn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, with the dog.
Yeah, but when I felt like it, you were out and I'd look an idiot running around there on my own. So I decided to leave it be.
I was out where?
You were out with the dog.
Oh.
You were out with the dog and I was, doing things. Let's move swiftly on. Wouldn't want any premature excitement, would we? So, no, I didn't go running around the garden. But I did say Mike should go out before it rained. And I don't know how it is where you are, Jonathan. But it looks like rain here. In fact, it's really weird. We've got this kind of sunset thing going on with a really black sky and lots of cloud. We've still not had the thunder and lightning that they promised last week. But I'm sure it'll turn up at some point. Probably tomorrow when you're out with the dog. We forgot to report yesterday the most exciting news of the week, obviously. Jonathan says he's getting a feeling a Mac Bites might be soon. But the thing is, Jonathan, in that case, it wouldn't be when you least expected it. And the only time a Mac Bites appears is when you least expect it.
I wonder what gives him that idea, though.
Well, I've mentioned 125 every week for the last eight. So I think he's just thinking at some point it'll happen. But as soon as you start thinking it'll happen, slides again and you never see it. Shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. But you never know.
Carolyn sent a photo to us.
Of what? Of Carolyn?
Of Kath lying in the hot tub. With an alcohol, I presume it's an alcoholic drink, listening to the Brooklyn's 196 news.
Fantastic. Oh, my. We announced last night we're having another music show next week, so people are already sending stuff in. Oh, and Kim, last night, what you did not know, you were in the WhatsApp chat, weren't you? On the website chat, the priest popped up and requested a song. So early on, I played a song. It was by a group called Voyage, wasn't it, Mike? What was the song? Halfway Hotel by Voyage. And it was just after 9 o'clock. That was requested by the priest. He spent the rest of the night pinging me over one thing and another and saying how much he enjoyed the show. And he wants me to put it in the parish newsletter. So next week we'll have all the parish with us as well. So we'll have to sort that out this week. Oh, and we've got candles to do as well, haven't we?
Yeah.
Do you know, I remember a conversation with him once about virtual candles, you know, the electric ones.
Yeah.
And it was, that's a definite no-no. Funny there's now.
Lots of things that were definite no-nos 5 years ago.
Yeah, they're not definite no-nos now. Right. You missed him.
He would probably like Paradise.
Do you know, I bet he probably would. Yeah. He has got some lovely music, I'll give him that. There was a funny story. That was a good while ago. Jonathan will have heard this one, but I don't think the rest of you will, unless you heard the Mac Bites. But what we'd done was we'd booked on a retreat. And what had happened was he went away for 6 months before we joined the parish. And it was on a course at, is it Berkeley?
Berkeley University.
Berkeley in California. And he'd loved it. He'd really loved it. And while he was there, he'd met this lady who was one of the lecturers, and he invited her over to do a talk at the church. He also said, why don't you do a retreat day? So we went off to a local school, which is a Catholic school with its own chapel, and we're talking a fully fledged chapel here, tiny but lovely. And this was on a Saturday morning. So the idea of a retreat is that everything is beautiful and peaceful.
And no phones.
No phones, you know, everything. So I said to Mike, I'm looking forward to this. So we headed off. You know,
apart from the no phones bit.
Apart from the no phones bit. Obviously, I was fully loaded with phones and spare batteries. But I headed off. And we got there. And I said, oh, isn't this beautiful? Beautiful place. So quiet and peaceful. So we went in. We were walking through and we like spotted a few people like, hello, hello. And it was fantastic. We get there and the doors, they had doors which opened onto, this wasn't the chapel bit. This was the bit where you registered and you'd taken a shared lunch as well. So you put your lunch down and you had a tea in the morning. So the doors were closed and they had to be open from the inside. And I could see the priest sat there with his checklist, checking people in and out. So I kind of waved as though we're here. Can you let us in? The doors gently opened. And that was when it went downhill, wasn't it? All I got was, Elaine, 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 thank God you're here. I thought, what have you done now? Like, this is a day of rest. He said, need you, need you. And the problem was he couldn't get his music playing, was the upshot. He'd burnt it onto a CD. Yeah, those days. This is 3 years ago. You'd think it was 30 years ago. His CD wouldn't play on their player. So I said, right, where is it? It's in the chapel. So
that really was a black art burning CDs.
It was. It was. And I think he said it had played on the one at home, but it wouldn't play on theirs, which, you know, that's likely. That's likely. So I said, I'll go and have a look at it, you know, thinking hopefully it's just not plugged in properly or something. So you went and sorted the tea out, didn't you, while I haired off to the chapel. So I gets in there and I'm looking at this player he's trying to play it on. And Marconi rang and asked for it back. It was that old. So I said, it's never going to play on that. But there was a PC there. So, and the PC wasn't his, it belonged to the college. So I thought, well, it's all right. We'll download iTunes and we'll do it that way. Downloaded iTunes took forever. You know, there was a little rat somewhere on a wheel powering the internet. Managed to get it downloaded. Came to install it. You can't install it. You need admin privileges. And with it being Saturday, the IT staff weren't on site. And I'm like, for sake. So I'm thinking, what can I do? What can I do? So I'm walking back and I gets back and I said, it's not having it. What? What? He was in complete panic. I said, look, we'll come up with something. And at this stage, I'm thinking, come up with what? So I thought, I know. So I said, right, is it in iTunes? He said, yes. I said, right. Well, we'll play it from your phone. No, I don't have iTunes on my phone. It's an Android. I thought, oh, dear. So I said, right, you tell me the song. I'll buy it from iTunes and we'll play it from my phone. That's what we'll do. So he said, right, and he gives me the name of the song. Can't remember which one it was. I can find out, but it's not relevant to the story, but I'll let you know anyway. So I goes to the iTunes store on my phone. I types in the name of the song he asked for. Thought, you know, how long could this possibly take? Don't ask that. The song was called A Message of Love, One in Christ Singers. Yes, I could think of other words. So I put in the title and up comes 47,000 songs with that title. And obviously the song itself must be like quite old and loads of people had recorded it. So I said, who sang it? I don't know. I thought, oh God, I'll know it if I hear it, he says. I'm stood there as he's trying to check people into this so-called relaxation day. Playing like the first 30 seconds. No, it's not that one. Play the next. No, it's not that one. We must have gone through about 20. When in the end he went, oh, that's the one. I thought, thank God for that. So I tapped by. I thought, great. I said, what we'll do is when I get over there, I said, we'll just plug the audio cable. No Bluetooth. We'll plug the audio cable in and we'll play it from there. And I went in and I sat down ready for tea. So Mike hands me my tea and I takes a sip of my tea and I went, oh my God. Mike said, what? I said, I've just told him I'll plug it in and then play it. And he went, yeah, and? And I said, and iPhone 7? He went, you won't plug that in. I said, no, I won't plug that in, will I? And I hadn't taken my dongle with me. So I'm thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Luckily, I had an iPhone 6 with me, but that didn't have data. That only made phone calls, didn't have data. So there I am as we're literally walking into the retreat for the day, trying to get my iPhone 6 to connect to my iPhone 7 to get data to re-download the song into iTunes. I did it with like 2 seconds spare. So we're on this retreat day and he's doing his retreat business and he is very, very good at that. And she was very, very good too. And I'm had to sit right at the front of the thing, next to the computer, holding my phone, waiting for him to give me the nod to play this song. And I'm trying to make myself smaller and smaller. Something was supposed to be on retreat without me playing this. And there must have been more than one song, mustn't there? Because I was up there for about half an hour. And when I went back to Mike, I said, well, I don't know about you, but I'm not exactly relaxed on this relaxation day. I was like a coiled spring.
What a sight, you can't relax.
So, was it last year or the year before? He decided we're having another retreat day and I said to Mike, no, just no, I'm not going near the place, no. Because I just wanted to relax. Yeah, I ended up going back home and I was worse than when I arrived. Never get involved with the church and tech is all I can say. Don't ever do that. Hello, Paul. Missed you coming in. Hello. 14,500 steps. Wow. Oh. Jonathan, do you feel it's coming or do you feel that I'm just winding you up? Careful what you say. Because if you're ready for it, it'll never happen. Never happen. So don't ever ask me if I'm going on a retreat day because the answer to that is no. But we did play some good music last night, didn't we?
We played some very good music last night.
Some that I'd never heard before. Jonathan doesn't feel a thing anymore. Funny that, Jonathan. Let's see if that does any good. We played Eye Level. I love that one. With the story about my mum. Bless her. That's actually come back and it starts in 2 minutes, you know. Last week's was shocking. Mm. Eye Level was the theme tune to a series, a detective series called Van der Valk. It was based in Amsterdam. And it starred, oh, what was his name?
Barry Jackson.
No, Barry...
Foster.
Barry Foster. My mum had quite a thing for Barry Foster. She did. She rather liked him. And I was literally 4, 5, 6, no more. And she kept singing the theme tune the whole minute to herself. She loved it. So she decided she was going to buy it or try and buy it. So she the only record store she knew was that one in town, way before your time, Jonathan. But if you know the metro terminus in Piccadilly Gardens, there used to be, is the radio station still there?
Don't think so.
Well, there used to be Piccadilly Radio Station and Piccadilly Records underneath it. And it was a real old-fashioned type of record store. But the lad they had serving looked like Sid Vicious. So Mum takes me in and I'm like looking round in complete awe. I don't think I'd been in a record store before. And she ambles up to him and she said, I know the answer to this is probably no. And you'll probably never know what I'm talking about. But I'm looking for a record that's a TV theme. And this lad, real, like I say, Sid Vicious time.
What programme?
So she said, the record's called, no, I think she said Van der Valk. The record's called Eye Level. He went,
right, it's number one.
And she went, number one what? And the exact phrase which I said to Mike this morning, not number one in the charts, the exact phrase was, it's number one in the hit parade. Mike said, the hit parade. Not heard that in absolute years. But that's exactly what he said. She couldn't believe it. She thought she was the only one that would be interested in this song. And it had gone straight in at number one, I think. Simon Park Orchestra. So we played that one. We're going to do that again next week, Kim. We're going to pick a TV programme and play the theme tune and see who remembers it. They did quite well this week, I thought, with that, because it is an old one. But it was remade in the early 90s, Van der Valk. It didn't last that long, to be honest. But I think Barry Foster was in it as the guy's father. But they've just remade it again with Mark Warren. Last week started promisingly and then dropped off a cliff. So I'll see how tonight's goes, but last week, not good. Not good. What was the best song we played, Kim? Which one did you like, Mike?
Which one did I like?
I bet you liked the first one. We started off with Dancing Party.
I chose that.
Shwaddy waddy. We need a Matt Bites one. Oh, do you know what he did want to play, Jonathan? Go on, have a guess. I'm going to wait for Jonathan to put it in. What did Mike want to play, music-wise?
There's lots I wanted to play.
I know, but there was one that you didn't play, but it was in the list because you wanted to play. Oh, Kim liked all the ABBA songs. Yeah, we did quite well last night, didn't we? Because Mike said, you can't play another one. Because we did Dancing Queen, followed by Super Trooper. And then I wanted to play Elaine. And then I said, I'm going to play the one that was the A side to that, which was The Winner Takes It All. And he said, but that's four ABBA back to back. I said, they'll never notice. The Crazy Frog. No, it wasn't The Crazy Frog, Jonathan. Think Mac Bites. If you were thinking Mac Bites, what would you play? We should just play our theme tune.
70s. Do, 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 do.
70s. You do realise. Almost sent in Cheeseburger in Paradise. Oh, you need that one.
I don't know that one.
We decided we had so many requests for the worst song. You couldn't possibly play some of them. They were diabolical. But we had so many, we should do a separate programme of just really awful songs.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
No, I've never heard of that one, but now I've got it lined up. I shall sort that
out. I've Googled it.
That guy looks the image of Barry Foster. Let me get a picture of Barry Foster up. Wow, could be his brother. Let's get that one. Oh, don't keep disappearing. I don't know if you'll see the same as me if I don't take that out. So let's grab that picture. What is it with this browser? I've got a browser acting up, Mike. I don't like browsers acting up. It's opening up double pages and all sorts. Crying out loud. Right, let's grab that. Right, I've got it, I think. I've got it. I'm going to droppler it. Whee! I think that's worked. Excellent. Spit image, Barry Foster, Van der Valk. Wow, 180K. We always said with Mayer, he walked his legs off because he got arthritis in the end. But he could walk for days. When he got an upset tummy at night, the only thing he could do was take him out. And Mike would walk for like 7 miles, wouldn't you, with him? And he'd still be pulling on the lead on his way back, honestly. Saw him in a private concert when you're in the Navy. He's friends with one of your Admiral patients. Oh, right. Well, I'm going to have a listen to that one, though. I've got it. It's in my Firefox. I'll have a look. But I do think he does have a definite look there of Barry Foster. That picture that I've put up, because the hair's identical. Is he still going? Or did he die? Mum loved him. She absolutely loved him.
Barry Foster.
Yeah, Dad wasn't so keen. Far too good looking for his liking. I think he died. He did. He was only 70 when he died.
2002.
That's no age. That really is no age. Oh, I didn't realise that Joanna Foster was his daughter. She's an actress. Oh, in Coronation Street. Not that I ever saw Coronation Street, but there you go. So if you all had a good weekend, some of you were only halfway through it. We're heading into the other side of it, unfortunately. I wonder what tomorrow will bring, Mike.
I don't know.
Pretty much more of the same, I would have thought.
Mm.
Yeah, we've basically planned the week. It looks like last week. let's have a look. Anything exciting? You may or may not have a meeting. I'm finishing off that course. So I've got 3 or 4 sessions on that this week. We've got a marooned every night. Mike won't be joining us until halfway through on Tuesday and Wednesday because he's managed to double book himself on a webinar. But I'm going to leave you to tell them the most exciting news for Tuesday. He's having a look now. Can't remember what the exciting news was.
I've just seen that Kim's Netflix account's been hacked. That's not good.
That is not good.
Tuesday. Yeah, we've got an Asda order.
An Asda order. Is Barry Foster the Silic Band guy? No, I don't think so, Simon. He died in 2002.
Silic Band guy.
That's the guy. So what's happening with your Netflix account? That is not good. So Jonathan's going to try T-shirt swapping video called Personal Best. What came in the order last night? What was in the order last night? Let me get it up and have a look.
Gluten-free. No, it wasn't gluten-free bread.
I didn't get my gluten-free bread.
Yogurts. Yogurt flavours that we didn't order.
Oh, this was hysterical. We pretty much, you're only allowed to order 3 of everything. So 99% of the time, we order 3 of something. But one item particularly, we'd only ordered one. So Mike comes up and says, there's only one dog treat. So I said, no, there's 3. So I'm checking the order. And he says, no, there's only one. So I said, no, that I ordered 3. I said, there was only one item that I ordered one of. And the thing was with the item that I'd ordered one of, which was a little bit on the treat side, wasn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it's an indulgence.
An indulgence arrived. But what I did was, I thought, right, it's obscenely expensive. The normal price of this treat's about £2.50. And they wanted £4 for it. So I thought I'll just put one in, right? So the order arrived. Mike's going on about the dog treats. So everything was right apart from the dog treats. And then he said, so we're going through it. And I said, and one of the treats. And he said, no, there's 3 of those. I said, don't be ridiculous, because that would have meant paying £12. I said, I'm not paying £12 for a treat. He said, I'm telling you, there's 3 of them. So I said, well, check that there's 3 of the dog treats. So he goes back downstairs and he comes back up and he says, there are 3 dog treats. He said, but there's also 3 treats for you. And I went, but I only ordered one. Me thinking that he would be thinking I'd overindulge myself, I had to get the order out to show him I'd only actually ordered one. So we're £8 up on that. Then he comes in. We didn't have any gluten-free bread, despite the fact they said they had 3 in stock. But we did get some tinned stuff. We're betting here on a second wave. So the order included some sweet corn, some carrots and some peas, just in case. So they're in tins that we're going to put in our emergency box. What else was on it? So dog treats. Oh, Mike got some more kitchen roll. No, I don't know what he does with it all. And more water. But the biggest treat for me, more Dino pasta. I got the Dino pasta because it's like a quarter of the price of the other stuff.
Yes, what's T-shirt shopping?
Swapping. And what else was in that order? Some butterscotch flavour delight, Kim. So we'll do a video of how to make that up. Now we've got the milk. And some yoghurt, and that was it. So more excitement next time. There you go. Right.
And did anyone notice, Johnny?
Go on, how many times and did anybody notice? Oh, let me find this video for you. Oh my God, let me find this video. I posted this the other day. There was a couple of them, but this one in particular. Let me see if you can link to it. Can you link to it? You can. Right, okay. This Mike had actually said to me, do you think I could put a picture of myself up and no one would notice in a webinar? So have a watch of this, because that's a classic. I wonder if anyone would notice. And there was another one as well, which is totally bang on point. That's that one. This is just a picture. But I'll get the picture and I'll do a Droppler on it. I put that onto Facebook. Good grief, that's a long link. Right, let's put that one. Good night, Simon. There you go. There's another one for you Zoomers out there. Oh, I've got an ad blocker, Jonathan. So I don't see them. You need an ad blocker. And I took it off Facebook as well. I'll take it off Facebook and it'll be easier. Should have left it where it was. I'll put a like on your news thing, Mike. It's always better if somebody puts a like on it. And I'll put a like on that one as well. And I think I've already put a like on all of the others. There you go, Mike. Right, let me go back over there. That's the one. Oh, the Hair Bear Bunch. All right, what else did I have? Oh, got to do this one before we go. This was typical. And it was what she did with it that made me smile. We have a thing in the UK. Obviously, this has happened less frequently as time goes on. But after the Second World War, there were lots of unexploded bombs around. And there was quite a few in the 70s, wasn't there, that people found in fields and stuff. And they have to be blown up. But this story was about a lady who found an unexploded Second World War bomb in her garden as she's digging. And she threw it on one side for her dog. She didn't realise, she thought it was a stone. Luckily, no harm done. Could only get this living in the UK. They took it to a nearby beach and exploded it for her. And then had to explain to all the natives why there'd been an explosion at 9 o'clock at night. Loving that, Jonathan. You couldn't possibly be disappointing in bed, not with all those T-shirts. Everyone's looking at your T-shirts. Maya would have been straight in there with that. Lola wouldn't. She'd be like, you need to get another dog to dig that. But Maya would have been straight into it, wouldn't he? Mm. But the fact that she threw it and it was live, that's just scary. Can you imagine if that was in your garden and it just exploded one night? Oh, my. Oh, my. So what's everybody doing this week?
Same as last week.
Same as last week. Well, you never know. It might be excitement this week. We've got nothing in particular planned, I don't think, apart from you and all your work. But, you know, I look at that during the day, Mike. Doesn't that look alarmingly empty during the day?
Ooh.
My day kicks off about 4 o'clock. And then literally, because it's American time, I'm all over the place till about 2:30. We were supposed to be going out on Thursday, though. You were taking me out to dinner. And Friday. Instead of which, been replaced with an Asda order. We were going to... Oh, no, it's charter dinner. Are the ladies invited to the charter dinner?
I don't know.
Oh, in that case, maybe I wouldn't have been going out. Maybe you'd have been going out. But I was definitely going out on Friday night. It was our annual sportsman's dinner. So I won't be going to that. Who was supposed to be speaking at that?
Jockey.
You see, that would have been good. I wonder if he'll be there at the replay. The rematch when it comes on. It's the dinner that we go to every year. Last year, it was on a Friday night. So we probably cancelled after hours. We probably didn't do one that week.
On Monday, we should have been going to an ABBA gig.
And on Monday, we should have been going to an ABBA gig. Which has been rearranged, being honest.
Not that one.
Oh, no, that was a Bridgewater Hall one, wasn't it?
Yeah, got the money back for that one.
Oh, that's sad, because I quite fancied that one, and we had great seats. There's a saga with the seats. Somebody read the plan upside down, didn't they, Mike?
No, that was another one.
He said, I've got us some great seats. They were at the end of a row. They're only about 2 rows from the front. I said, fantastic. He ordered them, and then realised he'd read the plan upside down. There were 2 rows from the back. Talk about can't get the staff.
Yeah, well, I sorted it.
Ah, yeah, and then I had to give him about 3 times the money for the ones at the front. Oh, this is why I don't leave Mike
well,
in charge of our entertainment.
That's next February, isn't it?
And that's all sorted.
Well, we might still be in lockdown, who knows?
Oh, Paul's watching how people react to a slight relaxing of restrictions. Mm. Are the majority of my clients in the US? They are, Jonathan, yeah. And YouTube tells me, which is funny, that the majority of people who watch my videos are men. 92%. That's crazy, isn't it? 92%. So we were all going to take up this Jonathan's T-shirt swapping idea. I think that's a grand idea. I think I will suggest this to Mike. I'm liking that. Well, who's joining us tomorrow? Same time, same place. Oh, there's some amazing stats, Kim. It really is amazing when you look at it. Most people who watch my videos are from the States. Most, by a long way, are men. The age range, Jonathan's at the low end. I think there's a couple of teenagers, but not much. So as long as you've put the information in, they can get it out in the stats and then share it with me. So I know what I should be doing in terms of getting more people to watch. But I always like put it out. Have you any idea how many of the people who watch are men? Let's have a look. Stats. Analytics. There we go. Analytics. Oh, everything's on the up at the moment. That's good. Views are up. Watch time's up. Subscribers are up. In fact, there was a peak. I think that peak must have been Friday. So the day of after hours, there was a peak. Right, let's have a look at the audience. Right, let's have a look. Top countries, United States, 21.8%. UK, 8.2%. Germany, 4.5%. India, 3.7%. And Canada, 3.3%. The majority watch without subtitles, 95.1%. So 4.9% watch with English subtitles. That's scary. Oh, we've had a shift in gender. We have 12.8% female and 87.2% male. And 31% of people who watch are between 25 and 34, making them millennials. Who knew I had a millennial audience? Now, that's scary. Let's see more about that. Let's have a look. That just breaks it down in a different way. No. That's not interesting, that one. Not interested in that one. But the overall thing, it's fascinating to look at these things. I always think, like, I get a lot of people from France telling me that they much prefer watching my videos in English than a video in French. And France is the seventh most watched country. Let's go down to, so it's United States, United Kingdom, Germany, India, Canada, Italy, France, Indonesia, Australia, Spain, Japan, Thailand, Netherlands, Poland, Russia, Brazil, Philippines, quite a lot from Philippines, Malaysia, Mexico, Sweden, Belgium, South Korea, Turkey, Switzerland, Saudi Arabia, Hungary, Vietnam, Hong Kong, Singapore, Myanmar, Norway, Pakistan, Portugal and South Africa. It's amazing, isn't it? Good night, Jonathan. Say hello to Mummy Isaacs for me. If you want more of my stats, I'll convert my stats to something in Notion and share. There you go. Yeah, Friday was a busy day. Which was that day? It dropped like a stone that day. That was the 11th. That was Saturday the 11th. Looks like America were asleep that night. It's a hugely diverse audience, and I do get mails from people in all kinds of countries. I got one from a French gentleman who was saying that he turned the subtitles on, but he could follow along and he loved it. I mean, that must be so difficult because you're trying to convert the language in your head. That's why Mike and I try to be very careful about using colloquial phrases. If we say in the UK, this is when I blue petered, we know exactly what we mean. And 95% of the audience watching know what we mean. It means this is one I did earlier. And it comes from a program called Blue Peter, where that was what they said. I'm going to show you how to make this. Here's one we did earlier. So it's a colloquialism that people instantly understand. But there's no point saying that without an explanation to somebody abroad. And you wouldn't believe how many words and phrases that you use may not be instantly understandable. But this person was making the point. They were able to follow along and they really loved it. And I think it was affinity stuff. And I get mails from all kinds of people as well. comments like that, that it's English is not their first language, but they appreciated it, which is lovely. It really is lovely. But yep, United States at the top by a royal mile, 22% versus 8% in the UK. I find it quite surprising that Germany's third. But then I figured, I just have this vision that German people love to learn. So, and that their English is amazing. Unfortunately, in the UK, our language skills aren't that brilliant, sadly. I certainly wasn't taught French until I started high school. Now we start teaching French age five, and they're obviously much better. But I never did any German or Spanish. It was only French for me. I know you did all three, didn't you? Or was it not Spanish?
I did French and German.
You see, to do German, you had to be really good. If you were good at languages, but not too good, you got to do Spanish. If you were really good, you got to do German.
Didn't do Spanish in our school.
Oh, that's weird. We did. Had lots of Spanish classes and only one German class. But Germany, brilliant with their language skills. So hence them watching. Kim learned what a ballad was this year. Now, you see, that's, again, something I wouldn't have thought that you wouldn't know. It's really odd. We're separated by a common language, aren't we? Like our crisps and your fries. Chips. We have chips. You have fries. We have crisps. You have potato chips. It's all weird. It is. Now we're getting Oreo biscuits. Not that I've ever had one, but that was a very American thing. You never would see those over here. But Mike did find a gluten-free cake that was rather nice, so I might be partaking of some of that later. Oh, he's got a look on his face like that was mine.
No. Not at all.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, we shall be back tomorrow night. Same time, same place. You might not want to miss this one. Now Jonathan's gone. You might not want to miss tomorrow's. Can't say any more, can we, Mike?
No.
No. Mike would be very upset if I said any more. But I hope you have a fantastic rest of the weekend. It's not raining yet, so it's a good weekend. It's actually quite warm, actually, for the UK. But we will be back with you tomorrow with big news. Can't say anything else. Can't say anything else. Don't eat Oreos. No, I don't even like the look of them. We did have a similar biscuit that was, what are they called? The ones that are square. A custard cream. But they're a white colour with white inside. But no, Oreos have never appealed to me. They don't even look edible. They look like they're made out of charcoal. They don't look edible. But I know some people absolutely adore them. And if you do come to the UK and you are addicted to your Oreos, we can sort that out now. Whereas before, we couldn't. So we're going to head off and do things. Can't say any more. Can't be drawn. And we'll see you tomorrow. So it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
Thanks for being with us and take care out there. Before, we'll be back with you tomorrow. Good night.